Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Monday. I know the whole world is different. People are doing all different things out there. Some of us are going to stay in isolation and follow the state guidelines, and others are just done with it and are painting signs so that they can go protest it right now.
Give me liberty or give me death is the common sentiment, and that's okay.
Yeah,
you've been used to your freedom, and I understand that you feel like you're being punished for something you didn't do. All right.
Well, and especially if you're losing your business, that's the thing. I can see it. You know, I just hope that your Nana doesn't get it and die from it. You know, that's all.
Well, and luckily our job allowed us to broadcast from home. So yep, that's, you know, a big part of
it.
I've already said if our station says get back in here, I'll be back in there.
Yep.
I need to get paid. So I will probably have to move and not keep coming back to where my family lives in order to make sure they're safe. But so far, I'm just able to quarantine as I need to. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a bunch of these from you guys today, and we always appreciate it. Here's a few. Sarah, this is about your Instagram. I know you're into it, so I thought this might help you. If you're not following the person on IG, the way to see your messages is request in the blue up top. I never noticed this until recently myself.
Okay.
I don't know what that.
Oh, you're looking
I think
for,
I actually
for
do think I.
That you're not
I know
with?
Where I know that yeah, where that is.
You have
is.
To allow.
It says
the 99
plus requests. All right. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell what that person was. Is there like a nip slip or something? Is that why they're saying that they sent you the picture and it was from your Instagram when you did topless thing? Or
I don't know, to tell you the truth. There was no nip slip that I know of. I mean, I was like this, taking off, you know, the top. I was very, very careful.
We live in San Jose, and my husband wears shorts almost every single day, all year long. Yeah, a lot of Californians
do.
Growing up, I don't think I ever wore pants through elementary school, junior high. It was just didn't.
Yeah.
I have been all about crepes. So easy to make. Just 4 ingredients, and you can go sweet or savory. My son gets chocolate chips, and I get spinach and feta.
Ooh, that sounds good. Those are just pancakes, basically, right? Just real thin.
Yeah,
batter?
Crepes are good. I like chicken mushroom crepe is pretty good.
Oh.
You ever had that?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good.
We used to do crepes with Meyer lemon and confectioner's sugar on them. Oh, so good.
Oh, so dessert.
Well, or breakfast, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just who so wants light? To go viral and be that guy in their underwear on a video conference? Well,
lots of people want to go viral. Anything. I'll do anything to go viral. I want to be a YouTube star. Does this make me money? Talk to me.
650 says, how is Yuzette doing? Last time I talked to her, she seemed to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, so I talked to her over the weekend. I sent her a bunch of pictures that I'd found on our
oh, you did?
Well, I'm telling you, I went through my whole Instagram, and there were so many pretty pictures. I'm like, oh, look at this from 2013. Oh, look at this. She's cute.
So she's doing good. So you've talked to her more recently than I have. So
just a very brief exchange this weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
Vinny, the health risks from open serve in restaurants were around many years ago when salad bars were the rage. People would use their hands to sample the ingredients and then toss them back. Hepatitis A outbreaks were traced to salad bars.
Oh.
No more salad bars.
Yeah, salad bars. Just make me a salad in the back with your clean hands. Thanks.
Bread, says 408. Cannot find flour or yeast anywhere. I had to buy a 50-pound bag of flour online.
That's my world. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, this past weekend, I gave a huge bag of lemons and I don't know how many pounds of flour to this friend of mine who's a big baker. And she came back with this lemon cake that I lived on the whole weekend.
Oh, I'm good. Like,
oh, my God. This is amazing. And I gave lemons to my next door neighbor, the bartender, and he came back with a big jug of just delicious lemon drops that I way overdid on Friday night. Oh, God.
Oh, did you party?
Oh, I ruined myself, Vinny.
Oh,
I was like
good.
Passed out by 7 p.m. It wasn't good. It was bad. I was like, I'm still hungover from it. It wasn't good.
So wait, you raged Friday and you were done by 7 p.m.
Yeah, and raged. Then you were... In other words, I had three of those things and they knocked me out. And I mean, oh, God, it was.
And then you were sick all weekend.
I haven't been. It's not a good.
Boy. Do you not try it? You never try hair of the dog?
No. You know, I know that that does work for some people. I just have no taste for it the next day. Like, God, I'd rather die than have a sip of alcohol. Maybe I should have tried it, though. But then I'm like, now what? Am I back on the happy trail? Like, I don't want to.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. You're back on the happy trail.
I don't want to get back on the happy trail. And I had to do that Zoom meeting and, you know, yay.
Oh, you mean the Zoom song?
Yes, the song and all that. Oy.
I've been working since shelter in place started. I'm not a first responder, but my job is considered essential, so my daycare provider has opened up for us this whole time.
Wow.
I've actually found my baby is less sick than she normally is. There's only one other family there, so it's controlled. Oh. Whereas before, it was all the kids, and they were constantly bringing colds and illnesses with them.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised to hear that there were any daycare people who were still doing it. But I guess, you know, if you're like, look, please, what am I going to bring my kid into the emergency room with me?
Right. Yeah, I'm a nurse. Here's another one. This is 913. I don't even know where that is. I'm a nurse, and our nanny didn't feel comfortable continuing to watch our son. Can't blame her. So my husband is WFH.
Working from home.
Oh, and caring for our son while I'm gone 12 hours a day. Tough, but making it work. Yeah, I imagine there are a lot of parents out there saying to themselves, this is not what I signed up for.
How
did this happen? This was not the deal. This is not. And yet, no one wants to hear you.
I have said a million times, like, I'm so grateful I don't have little kids right now. Like, I don't envy you. I know you're in the thick of it, you know? Yes, it's what you signed up for. Is it fun? Doubt it. Like, it's, I feel for you. I do. Do I want to change
places?
No, I
mean, I think that we talked. The first kid and the second kid, both. We talked for a year before we even started trying to have them, each of them.
Yeah.
And each time I was very clear about how I felt and what my goals in life were and how they differed from hers. And so I was willing to go there with her as her partner, but I wasn't expecting to find myself doing with baby shifts. Mm. I just didn't. And now I am, and no one cares because
thanks,
that's
Corona.
The deal.
It's true.
I did it
and
to myself.
That's what really hurts. You to yourself. It's you and no one else.
Have you seen the TikTok with the Irish family doing "Blinded by the Light" dance? It's the best.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Right.
TikTok Irish family "Blinded by the Light." Hold on, I'm gonna look it up.
Here's another one while you look that up. 510 says, I agree with Sarah. It's a tough one. But at some point soon, we have to start emerging. We have to start trying. We need to get back to work. It's brutal not making any money. No, I am. That's the problem is I feel like I'm, as someone who's on the radio and broadcasting what I'm doing, I don't want you to think that you have to do that because I'm doing it. but this is the choice I'm making for my family.
Right. And we're lucky enough to be able to make this choice.
Right.
Like, for some people, they don't get paid if they don't get out of the house. I get that. And especially like little businesses, it just breaks my heart. We're going to be so screwed if we don't support these places. The whole landscape is going to be changed if all these businesses go under. So I can see why that's why we're using the hashtag Move California Forward. As people slowly start to get back into the old way of life with its new caveats.
Right. Brian, you're not alone. I'm 58,
Brian.
And I have not had a one-night stand. Wait, have not had a one-night stand. When I was younger, because of my overthinking, I've been married 31 years now and wouldn't change it. I love your values, Brian.
Thanks,
is it values?
Texter.
He really wanted to have those. He just.
Well, I said instinctively, yeah. I mean, as a dude, that just is natural for you to leap at the opportunity. But if you take a second and think about it, and your values.
Yeah, your morals, your wonderful moral fiber.
I don't like your sarcasm, your tone.
What?
Sarah.
What are you talking about? I'm totally backing you up. I just said you have wonderful moral fiber.
Yeah, okay. Values. All right, sure. Backing you up.
Well, I have a similar, I'm very germophobic, but I also can bone for sport. I do like that. Like, there is something to be said for just getting together and knocking it out. I like that. But I also have, I never had what you were talking about, but I've had, no, I'm not, because I don't have what I need.
I'm not a prophylactic.
Yeah, you can't, come on. That said, I've also done it with a condom right there and didn't even reach over for the dumb thing. So,
well,
what's
you
wrong
saw
with
it and went, oh, it's just going to be so much better.
Right.
Don't do it, kids. Put that sucker on.
I'm listening on a regular radio and I don't hear Bryn echo. It's weird.
Oh. Yeah, he said he actually had his PA on.
Yeah.
It wasn't his headphones at all. He just actually left a speaker on in the room.
Oh, all right.
I'm the tech guy. Come on.
Yeah.
Traffic in Marin is almost back to how it was in the 70s. Good memories.
Oh, like really light?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been no problem getting around. It's too easy. Ghost towny.
Businesses are suffering. This is one of those statements where you go, wow, people are living in different worlds and they see things very differently. Businesses are suffering. Our rights are stripped. This is not about a virus. It's about control. Take the mask off your eyes.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Mom. I'm interested to see how Californians, especially when you see how they reacted in Orange County, which was to turn out at the beaches in big numbers without masks and absolutely protest the order to stay off the beach. I'm interested to see how Gavin does in the next election, because while I think he's a nice guy and I like him, I've met him many times. We know him personally. And I think he's trying his hardest. I also think he's in a no-win situation, and this may undo him politically. So we'll have to wait and see how that'll be the real judge of whether he is okay or not. Does he get reelected?
Right.
My husband golfed yesterday, solo in the cart, temp taken at the door. He came back a new man.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I went looking for surf yesterday, because I thought this will extend my shelter-in-place order by months if I can just get a couple waves to myself in the sunshine and get a little thrill. And then I looked at it and didn't go.
Too wrecked?
The wind was up, and it was, there were still a lot of people out. I may go look later today.
Pretty still at my house right now. I don't see any leaves moving. Usually it's late afternoon when I start to get some wind.
What's the hardest part about... Oh, I can't read that one. That is not... There's a rollerblading jokes coming through.
Oh, read them. It's fine.
No, this is not a good... I can't read that one.
Hardest part is your broken butt?
No. I mean, I'll read it if you really want me to.
No, it's fine. If you've made the decision, I'm going to question that.
I use snail
really
mucus...
Soon, though.
Say that again?
I'm doing it in half an hour. I think I got those.
You're going to be rollerblading.
We'll see.
All right. Yeah. And this will just happen. somewhere in the backyard or?
No, I'll go in the cul-de-sac out front. Oh, all right. Mask up.
Snail skin product care products are popular in Thailand too. Oh. Another one says, I use the snail mucus. It does work.
Oh.
Bryn is dead right. Koreans are fanatical about skincare. Korean bathhouses are everywhere and their skin routines are intense.
Oh. Shame.
We just bought a juicer made in Korea.
Oh.
And I don't know what that means about anything. No, it was just a juicer that was made in Korea. That's just the missus made a point of telling me I got this juicer and it's made in Korea. And I was like, okay.
My bidet is made in Korea.
Your bidet is made in Korea?
All right.
I don't know.
Korea. Thank you for all the stuff, Korea. Also, there's some skirmishes there in the zone.
Well, it turns out Homeboy was okay. He's finally shown his face, and
they're saying they're all trying to verify those pictures, but you know, how much of that can you do? Him touring like a fertilizer company or something?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The fertilizer plant.
And the DMZ, they're doing some shoot across. That's first time in a couple years. What's going on over there?
707 says, good morning, radio friends. I saw Bryn washing his Tesla in San Francisco yesterday.
Oh.
Well, that's hilarious. First of all, I don't have a Tesla. And secondly, I don't live in San Francisco.
You don't have a Tesla? I thought you had like three Teslas.
That's right.
And he can't walk. He can't even stand up.
Yeah.
He's got the gout.
Well, maybe Saturday. I was at my dad's house with the Tesla on Saturday.
Did you wash it?
I did not wash it.
Yeah, I'm going to say they saw a different Asian guy.
Yeah,
and we're
Asian
just dreaming of you.
Most likely. You know, we're all the same people.
Don't say that.
All right.
Sarah sounds like Ron Burgundy. Whatever you put on the teleprompter, Ron will read. Ha, 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 ha.
That's me. It's true. You put it in front of me, I'm like, oh, boy.
Story. Compelling and rich. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who touched
a question mark
on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Vinny, the vertical versus horizontal bit is so funny. All Sarah's fault. And the conclusion is Bryn's gout. So funny. We weren't doing a bit.
Listen, I was specifically told last week, turn your camera horizontal.
Yeah.
I'm told. I read the teleprompter exactly as written. And I'm like, why do these guys, why are they so stupid with their cameras? I just do what I'm told.
It's good for radio.
Oh, it's great. People love hearing about things they can't see.
Right. Bryn, there's a supplement called Purge that my husband takes daily. He hasn't had a gout flare-up in years. You can get it on Amazon.
You hear that, Brynny?
Purge. Looking into it.
Do it. Look it up right now. We need you to get a miracle cure. Sounds like you need to purge some uric acid.
How did people see Scott's Saturday show if it was not viewable by the general public? Otherwise, I would have watched your Saturday show as well.
What is the question? He did his regular Instagram live.
Oh, he did a regular Instagram and then did your thing too?
Yes, and then his is 8 to 8:30 or so, and then I didn't even go on. I was there till, 10 o'clock basically. I didn't go on till later. And he went on after us, so.
Oh, here's someone. I got, so the joke I got, I wouldn't read, the rollerblade joke, but here's someone who cleaned it up. You know the hardest part about rollerblading? Having to tell your parents you're lame.
My parents already know I'm lame. And I'm still their favorite. Weird.
A successful shelter in place means that you will feel like it was all for nothing, and you would be right, because nothing means that nothing happened to your family. Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to be really mad if I get back out into the real world and then I get the coronavirus. I'll feel like these 8 weeks were for nothing. But
yeah,
That's wrong.
I don't want it this year, next year.
I never want
none of the times, right.
I'm very weak.
All right. That's all. That's it for your text. Thanks so much for sending those in. We appreciate it.
We'll be right back. Say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You're saying there's people who are going to make a bunch of money in the pandemic, Vin?
No, I'm not saying that. Susie Orman, your girl.
I love her.
Says fortunes are going to be made on investing amid the coronavirus pandemic. Sure, I guess if you're sitting there with enough money in the bank to invest in specific
Zoom.
Things, sure. Then yeah, you'll make money.
Maybe. I don't know. It's people who are heavily invested in stuff. Like right now, I mean, if you like oil is zero, although I guess it's a little better now. But I mean, people, I wouldn't dare look at my stocks. I haven't looked at my stocks in over a month.
Gas is under $3 everywhere where I live.
Crazy.
Yeah. And as far as the as far as investing goes, I volunteered to take a pay cut during this time. There isn't any investing. I'm whatever.
The answer's no.
Yeah, you're nuts. Not to mention the last luck I had. I invested in Snap, and I still haven't gotten back to even.
I've gotten so close, though. God, I wish I'd bought a bunch when it was $5. What was I thinking?
And yet, years later, I'm still not back to even. Yeah. Much less actually made a buck on the dumb thing.
Well, you know, Susie Orman in her 9 Steps to Financial Freedom, first of all, she says blue chips, but, you know, like the big McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know, Procter & Gamble. But she says it's all about dollar cost averaging. You buy some at this price, you buy some at this price. Here it's lower, you buy it. Here it's higher, you buy it. And then in the end, you wind up making money. So if you'd bought more when it was $5, it's so hard, though, when you've already lost all that money, it's so hard to say, yes, more of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we do this stuff very publicly, too, so I'm already ashamed and embarrassed with myself. And on top of that, I mean, add the Snap. I think Snap and the Hamilton thing happened in the same year. So financially, I just can't. I can't take any more embarrassment. It's too much.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. Lots of people screw up, Vin. Anderson's laughing at you. Come on, Anderson.
Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful day, and however you decide to spend it, whether that's hiding in the house or
rollerblading,
building a sign that says liberty or death and staying outside on whatever. Have a good one.
Have a good day. We'll check you back here on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Happy Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.